الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والليل إذا يغشى، والنهار إذا تجلى، وما خلق الذكر والأنثى، إن سعيكم لشتى، فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى، وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى، وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى، إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى.
الله أكبر.
الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين. فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى، الذي كذب وتولى، وسيجنبها الأتقى، الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى، وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى
إن ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. الله أكبر. سبحان الله العظيم. سبحان ربنا العظيم. سبحان ربنا العظيم. سبحان ربنا العظيم. سبحان ربنا العظيم. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سبحان الله. الله أكبر. الحمد الله أكبر. سبحان الله العظيم. سبحان الله العظيم. سبحان الله العظيم. سبحان الله العظيم. سمع الله لمن حمده. لك الحمد كثيرا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما انفعنا وزدنا علما. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected brothers in Islam, Alhamdulillah, we have the fatawa of the great ulama of the ummah. They've been compiled in a very good collection called Fatawa Islamiyah. Today, inshallah, I thought I'd share a couple of the fatawa with you, inshallah ta'ala. Very strong and beneficial knowledge. This is on the issue of the umrah, the hajj and the umrah. So somebody, they asked, what is the ruling on a person who set out for the umrah, to perform their umrah, to visit the house of Allah ta'ala, but after beginning the rituals of umrah, something happened and they had to leave and go back, due to some issue, maybe it was overcrowded, difficult. So the person, they abandoned the umrah and they left and went home after starting the umrah. So the ulama, the scholars, they state that it is not permissible for a person to go back and abandon the hajj or the umrah once they started. Once they started it, they have to complete it. Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. Complete the Hajj and the Umrah for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So if somebody, they started the Hajj and the Umrah, they have to make it tamam, they have to finish it, itmam, they have to complete it. And if they leave it without a good reason, they are sinning, they are doing something wrong. It's not correct. Once one has began this great ritual of Hajj and Umrah, it is not correct. It's a sin to abandon it and go back. So what happened, the scholars say, two things. One, if a person made the condition, when they put on their ihram, they say, mahillati haythu hadathani. They make a condition that when they put on their ihram, they say, labbayk Allahumma hajj, labbayk Allahumma umrah. If they made a condition, oh Allah, my becoming halal is wherever I get prevented, then in this case, they're free. If some issue happens, they become sick, they don't have the transport, they have to go back, then they become free at that time. But if they didn't put the condition, when they put on their ihram, they just said, labbayk Allahumma umrah, put on their ihram, now they're obliged to complete it. And they should not go back for any reason, unless they're stopped forcefully, they're not allowed to abandon it. So this person who set out for the umrah and then he found it crowded and went home, so what does he have to do now? He abandoned the ritual in the middle of the ritual. So the sheikh said he cannot do that. He has to travel back to Mecca and he has to complete his umrah. Complete his umrah from wherever he left it. He has to go back, complete the whole umrah just like wherever he left it off, and complete it. That's number one. Number two, when he went home, if he violated the ihram, if he was married and he had the marriage relationship, then he violated the ihram because he's still in the state of ihram. He didn't get out of it by going home. Once you're in the state of ihram, you stay in that state until you finish your umrah. So he has to, if he had a family relationship, marriage relationship, as you know, is that allowed in ihram? Not allowed to have the family, the marriage relationship, or any of the things that precede it. So now he has to sacrifice a sheep or a goat or 1/7 of a camel or a cow. That's one type of expiation. Or he can feed 6 poor people, or he can fast for 3 days. These are the types of expiation. If somebody, they had a relation in the state of ihram, what does he have to do? Either he has to sacrifice a fidya, or he has to eat a goat or a sheep or 1/7 of a cow or a camel, or he has to fast for 3 days, or he can fast, feed 6 poor people. That's for if he had a marriage relationship. What if he put on stitched clothing? Is that allowed in ihram? Another thing that he did wrong. He went back and put on stitched clothing. Or maybe he wore a hat. These are things that violate the ihram. So the Shaykh, he said, even for those things, he also has to give another fidya, another compensation for putting on the stitched clothing. So he has to also, for each violation, if he cut his nails, if he put on the stitched clothing, if he wore a hat, each violation, he has to do another atonement for it, another sheep. If he wore a hat, he has to sacrifice another sheep. If he put stitched clothing, each one he has to make fidya for it, except if he was jahil, he didn't know. And in the case of ignorance, the scholars say if somebody, they're in the state of ihram, they put a hat on, but they were ignorant about it. Or you're doing the hajj, you didn't know, and you cooked your nails. In the state of ignorance, they say it's forgiven. Sufficient is to do tawbah. You don't have to offer any fidya for it. So if the person was ignorant, then Allah forgives. Because Allah says, when you say the dua, لَا تُوَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. O Allah, do not hold us to account if we forget or we made a mistake. And in the authentic hadith, Allah says, He said, I have answered your dua. So somebody who forgets, he is not held accountable for that. In this case, if he was jahil, he didn't know, he's not supposed to wear a hat, then he's forgiven for that part of it. But for the relations, he has to give the fidya. So he has to go back, finish his umrah, he has to pay the expiation for any marriage relations, he has to pay an expiation if he knew and covered his hair or cut his nails or wore his clothing. He also has to make tawbah for what he did, because it was a sin leaving the hajj or the umrah, unless it's atimmu al-hajj al-umrah lillah, completed. So he has to make tawbah for that as well. He has to make tawbah for that, in addition to the other things that he had to do. So these are all the things that he's accountable for in the case of somebody abandoning the hajj or the umrah in the middle. And one final thing, if it was an obligatory hajj and he, or an umrah, because many of the ulama say the umrah is also obligatory. One hajj and umrah, you can do them both together. And so if it was obligatory umrah, the one that he started and he abandoned and he had marriage relations and went back, that one is nullified. It doesn't count. He has to finish it, but it doesn't count because he ruined it through the marriage relations. So he has to come back again from the same place that he entered from, same miqat, because he has different miqat, we'll talk about inshallah in the future, the different miqat or entrance places, he has to go to the same one and do another umrah or another hajj to replace the one that he ruined. So you see how many expiations he has to do. He has to go back and finish the umrah or the hajj that he started. He has to pay an expiation for having marriage relations or wearing stitched clothing or anything else. He has to make tawbah for the sin that he did, and he has to repeat the whole hajj and umrah again if it was an obligatory one. So these are the rulings that the Shaykh he mentioned on the occasion of a person who abandoned the hajj and umrah before completing the property. Inshallah ta'ala. May Allah give us the understanding of the deen, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah reward you, brothers, for staying, inshallah ta'ala, and give us knowledge that is beneficial in this world and the next. And is there any questions before we finish? No question? Okay, JazakAllah khair. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alihi wa sallam, Alhamdulillah.